This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
I tell you, I love that. I have always loved that. And, like, it's so true. It's like, it's what a great analogy. What a great analogy.
Does he write a lot of his own songs?
You know, who knows anymore?
Who is that?
The very controversial Morgan Wallen.
Okay, that's what I don't know.
It's like, and nobody thought, everybody's like, oh,
it's a good song.
The Braves are going to win this. This is easy. They got the three big. They got Smoltzy, they got Glavine, and they got Maddoxy. And Chipper and Andrew, not related.
I read something because, you know, the cast members are starting to talk about what happened this past Saturday with Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
And they said inside source, they said that, you know, he was, the whole few days he was there, he was kind of, you know, difficult to deal with. Somebody said that he was believing his own press. But is he not the biggest country music star, like, going right now?
I don't know. I don't know what that's judged by anymore. I mean, I know he's... I mean, he's right up there.
I don't know how that would not, like, you know, float up to your ego. He sells a ton of tickets.
But
why do you have to be a jerk?
But what the walking off the stage thing, I guess. I don't know.
I guess so. You've mastered the art.
Also, the one guy, what's the guy, and I hate it too, what's the one guy I can never remember his name, Fat Boy, that was supposed to host, he had tweeted something controversial, Lauren pulled back on it.
He was supposed to be a part of the cast.
And it was something anti-gay, or it sounded anti-gay, and then they...
Some people might say it was racist.
Oh,
I guess it depends on who you ask.
Yeah.
On a podcast.
That's anything, right?
They found out about it. But, you know, it was Shane Gillis. But he's been back twice to host.
To host, and he's freaking...
He's great on there.
He's awesome.
We got robbed.
Hey, man.
But, hey, I know.
Hey, folks.
I heard somebody the other day say bank robbed. I said, hey, folks. Because Rob Inaria, that's what he always says. He'll walk up to one person and say, hey, folks. It's like, man, am I that big? But like, I thought they were going to win that year, and then, like, out of nowhere. And it's like, well, you know what, though? He equates it to a relationship with a girl. He's like, you know what?
Just to have that idea.
You win some, you lose some, but damn, that was a good season, though, why it lasted. Like, you know, God, man, that's good.
Metaphor.
Don't say God after I say damn, Paige.
To write the songs, you have to know the literary devices. Like, you got to have some kind of smarts to do it.
To write songs?
To hear the tune
like that, at least.
As well?
I just don't know. Maybe he did write it. Maybe he's smarter than we all think.
Why do you think he's dumb?
Not really dumb. He just, like, doesn't strike me as, like, he strikes me as the type that, like, you know, kind of step in and perform.
Common.
Like, you don't see him as a guy that would put the work in as far as writing the songs or doing the shows.
I'm not sitting here, like, trying to defend him at all. I just... curious, like, what you draw that from, though. Like, do you look at Jelly Roll and see Mr. Now he is, though. I mean, that's the thing, you can't judge a book by its cover. That dude goes hard.
Like, I see it with him, because if you have any kind of a rap history or background, like, you automatically get that credibility of, okay, well, he's a lyricist, so he's always writing. Those guys always write.
Not true. Some guys write. Rappers? Remember when Jay-Z got busted for buying all those songs? I mean, they, like, they don't necessarily.
Yeah, but when he got to his level.
But do you think that
kind of slacked off
when you
a
write? Okay, say they write a song, and they have rhythm and melody or whatever, and then they put the lyrics to it. But don't you think the producers, they market it and tweak it a little bit?
You ready? You about ready to have one of them? And we talked about this yesterday, and I want to make a note again to get to it at some point. Why do we say a doo-doo eating grin? What does that come from? Like, S eating grin. Like, why are you grinning after doing that?
Oh,
the song 98 Braves, recorded by Morgan Wallen, written by John Byron, Josh Miller, and Travis Wood.
He didn't even write it.
Well, I used to feel that way too, especially when it's like a good love song. Like, you think about, at least with Taylor Swift, she goes out and lives that life before she goes and writes the songs about it.
And
it takes so much credibility to me away, though.
That woman's got some kind of gift.
That it's one that, like, I was sitting here saying, you know what? He was probably sitting there one day and said, you know, God bless it. We were the 98 Braves, me and Chrissy, whatever the girl's name was.
See, that's tricky.
Antoinette.
If you're a songwriter, obviously other people have to sing them. But if you're a singer, do you want somebody else's music?
Well, a lot of people make their way up the chain doing that, like Hardy.
And make a point to say, I'm a singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
Like, they want you to, MF, I do both of it. I write it. Write the song. Even Barry Dan Manilow wanted you to know he writes the songs that makes the whole world smile. He wrote this.
Old Glenn Frey said you got to write a lot, and eventually you'll write a good song.
Now, I have pitched songs before, just being silly. And
I don't even know how you. We give Party Man, Dan and Columbia some grief here or there.
That was all in good fun, though, and he sent me an email and said he thought that was funny that I railed him on the radio. And I was like, that means different things in different circles.
Excuse me.
I busted your balls. I didn't rail you.
Really? I don't know his process. It can't be simple. It's got to be difficult.
Hear a song and it just something kind of.
You know, like if you're going down the road and you're thinking of something. You write down the notes.
We're having a fun conversation right now, but I want to tell you something that's perturbed me. And this, the Lord has led me to right now at this moment. And I'm not making a joke right now. I'd like to come in here and have fun and just like off at the mouth and all this stuff.
Press buttons.
And I got to press the button a while ago, man. I wish we'd videoed that. But
I'll send it to Mark.
I have all these wild, y'all both know, stuff y'all don't even hear listening on the radio, but Fat William Page hear all these, like, some would call them insane, some would call them brilliant. It's probably an equal mixture of both, of insane ideas about things, and it just sounds ridiculous.
I wouldn't even say insane. You got a lot of ideas.
Like pregnancy test toilet paper. Mr. Wonderful from Long Sharks from Shark Tank, same thing. They
pretty much.
He was on the show a couple times, and I kept pitching that in a joking way, like pitching that idea to him, and he kind of laughed it off as a joke. But then the second time, he's like, you know what? We need to look into that. Obviously, I don't guess anyone has, and I don't necessarily care. But this is. You ever been mad about something, but you can't be mad at the person that maybe did it?
Yeah, especially
like, let's
if
say
like
it's
mental.
Your dog came in and took a dump on your favorite pillow.
Yep.
And you're like, God, that's my favorite pillow. But I can't be mad. That's my dog.
Yep.
You know? I made, and I don't really care. I'm kind of gaff today. Mid-gaff today.
Probably gaff.
I know that this happened. We were talking about, as we do many times, this woman that I think she's more than just a woman. She's like some kind of deity the Lord has loaned us for a little while. And her name's Dolly Parton. And I love her. I do.
I do, too.
And we talk about her from time to time. Obviously, with Paige being here with her heavy chest, it comes up a lot, that reference and things such as that.
I can't believe Carl left us.
Oh, Carl's gone. Rest in peace, Carl. I hope you don't get her soon, but, I mean, eventually she'll get up there. And I remember making this thing, this idea. Like, I remember as a kid watching Entertainment Tonight when they were interviewing Dolly Parton, and she said, I'm going to get my own theme park, and I'm going to call it Dollywood, like Hollywood.
She put up $20 million.
I remember the light bulb in my head going off saying, God bless. And I was very little. I was like, or smaller. Younger. Listen, it was never smaller. Younger. I was like, God, that is brilliant. So one day on this show, and it was while we were in this studio, so it was within the last 3 years, is it now?
Yeah, maybe? I would say that. That's a good range.
We were talking about Dolly one day, and, you know, the favorite song that we always go back to is Jolene.
Yep.
And I was talking about that very story where she said, like Hollywood, it's Dollywood. And I remember the wheels was turning in my head. And it's like, she should come out with Jolene, blue jeans, Jolene, blue jeans. And then I even shortened to say, just say, hey, man, are those Bugle Boy jeans you're wearing? No, these are my Jolenes.
My Jolene.
Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Paige is like, she's just posturing toward me. Like, Fat Boy, you do remember it?
I remember.
Paige?
Yep. Vaguely.
Vague, okay. I accept that.
But say, you know, I saw the light bulb go off. I was like, wow, that's a great idea for real.
Like, I'm shaking right now. Like, I feel like I there was the two strikes of lightning, and I caught one of them.
It's like the man in Seneca. You're struck by lightning all the time.
This is like turned into like me versus Dolly versus myself.
Uh-oh.
It was announced on April Fool's Day, but this is not a prank. Dolly Parton's hawking her own jeans now. Any guesses on the names, guys?
Is it the obvious?
They are Jolene's.
Jolene jeans?
Absolutely right. Available for a limited time through Good American. I don't know. I think that's one of the Kardashians. I don't know which one. It's not Kim, the other one. Anyway, you can get them online and between $64 and $229. But here's the thing.
God.
The size is available from XS to 5X. Like, she's like,
that is genius.
I got all of you.
Oh, they're cute.
She's already looking at them. Plus, she'll have celebrity friends endorse them and model them for her.
Dolly says they make, quote, they make any butt look good, especially if you've got a good butt. They look great. If you've got just an okay butt, they still look great on you. Get your Jolene's today. So I'm really not saying that Dolly Parton heard me say that. I'm not even saying that necessarily. This is where it kind of turns into Matt Man versus Dolly versus himself. Is I'm not saying that anybody from her camp heard our show or heard the podcast or blah, blah, blah.
You can't hear this show in Sevierville.
You can. It's very strange that you can drive all the way the main drag right there in Sevierville and Gatlinburg and still hear 93.3 The Planet crystal clear.
It's shout insane. Out Wolf Trucker. Lives in
Sevierville. What's up, Wolf Trucker? Yeah, it's been a long time. I think more or less what it is when ideas pop off, the light bulb, the electricity, the bolt of energy, I think it goes out to many different people. But it's who takes the idea first and runs with it.
Yeah.
And I did it.
I love the way it's spelled, too.
You did do it.
I did.
And you got a case if we want to match it up.
Timeline. I sound like a dick if I did that.
But you'd be missing out on a mint.
Yeah, but you just did it as a bit. And yeah. It's like the guy.
The name.
I won't say his name because he'd love it if I did. local business mogul.
There's not many of them.
No. The North's buying them up like crazy. We were at a party one time, and I said, man, you know what you ought to do? Because he was an entrepreneur guy, and he was in restaurants and stuff. And Paige, you were not there, but Fatboy was, and I'm glad there was a witness. I was like, man, you know what you ought to do is this here. You should do this, because he was looking at food trucks. I was like, you should do this. I said, because it's catchy, it's spicy, it makes people think you mean one thing when it doesn't. And, cool. Was it 6 months later, a mutual friend said, dude, they actually have pink taco trucks now.
Here's my question as far as that goes. So is it somebody being malicious and taking an idea? Or, you know, did you put that seed in their head and they can never figure out where it came from? But they could just think of the idea. Or so they think it was theirs.
It's like, you know how we've talked before, Fat Boy, about how you'll tweet something. Like, it's an original thought. Might not even be a joke. Maybe just an observation. And people say, dude, Kevin Hart said that in 98.
Yeah.
Or Louis C.K. talked about that on his podcast in 04.
That's what comedians do to each other now.
And it's like, well,
there's so many.
You didn't hear it or copy it. Or like you said, maybe you heard it years ago, subconsciously, blah, 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 and then it resonated later. I don't know. It's like a bell.
I challenge myself to think of a funny quip, and if I go through a Facebook story and comments, somebody's already made it two or three times.
Yeah, and if you don't look first, you'll after you post it, you'll scroll down, you'll see like some one comment's got like 1,000 likes, and it's what you just said. And you're like, damn, I'm going to delete my comment now.
I was like, why can't I do it first?
I know. So if it does get back to Dolly, I ain't got heat with you.
Not.
But you know,
I would like you to start carrying my grooming brand, though.
You might be entitled to a little cut.
I mean, it's just, I think the better example of it is, like I was trying to sound not as dickheady or whatever, is that it's me versus Dolly versus myself. So when you get the idea, don't just throw it out there. Freaking run with it. Do it. If you think it's got legs.
Or write it down first. Try to get a patent for it, a copyright, whatever.
Smart way.
I know.
Don't let someone steal it from
you. Well, that's true. That's why they say don't talk too much. Yeah. You know,
like, don't give it away when you can sell it.
They're talking about hookers then, Paige.
Mm-hmm. How many actual ideas come from patent trolls that just sit there and pawn it off as their own?
Especially back in the day when like people were illiterate and says, you know, some farmer or whatever made some kind of, like, probably John Deere was probably actually like illiterate, maybe. I don't know.
Joe Jackson was.
But
that's why he couldn't gamble. He
goes to the office and says, hey, I got this idea here. Like, how many of those got ripped off before they actually got the patents off? It's crazy.
Yep.
That's why it stays. Didn't Mr. T say stay in school and don't take free puppies?
Take off. Somebody tries to offer you a puppy. Take off.
Take off, fool. All right. When we return, the hilarity continues. It's Facebook fussing.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You can like or not, it really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too.
You've been Facebook fussing. Mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. It's real Facebook arguments. Many of them screenshot and sent in by you, the P1s, always anonymously, of course, to the Rise Guys at AOL.com. And I'd like to remind you, names, as always, have and will be changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook Fussing. Live streaming on video. Don't worry. I say it every week because I hear, read the text and stuff. If you don't watch it live, it will be there when you get to work or maybe when you go on your lunch break.
Yeah, we got you, fam.
Lunch break, smoke break, dirty old Blake.
We know you get 1:30 and 2:15s.
See, we're former working men.
Yep.
I mean, we work now, but like the hard working man. The ones that, who sang that song?
Brooks and Dunn.
Brooks and Dunn, like the ones that Brooks and
Dunn. Hard working man.
On and on, and I can. You remember that one? All right. Hello to everyone in the chat. I don't even see Coach, but I bet he's there.
Coach.
I can always count on Coach to be there.
Zinni, Lady Marie, Triple D.
Countless others. All right, here we go. Scene number one. Playing the role of Anita B. J. Now is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Amanda Ride Hard is Paige. Playing the role of Betty Fuchser is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Held a Cock in Me Hand is Matt Man.
Oh, you did.
It's a hyphenated name. And playing the role of the narrator's page. And action.
Anita B. J. Now posts the following in the Abbeville, South Carolina community Facebook page. Then all hell breaks loose.
Are you allowed to take dogs to Hogs and Hens? Can somebody tell me, please?
Why the hell would you want to? Not every place is meant for dogs.
You know, because these are the same people who eat with their dogs, shop with their dogs, and swear that they can't leave their dogs at home. Shame. Just a big shame.
Ridiculous, if you ask me. Some people are allergic to fur, dogs, cats, or whatever. You shouldn't have to worry about it because someone feels they can't leave their animals for an hour or two so they can attend a festival meant for all to enjoy.
Hey, bitch, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. It isn't for everybody, okay? And we have always owned big dogs. Asher is our first small dog. And because of that event was outside, we took him. I personally would never take him in restaurants or in stores, so maybe choose your words better next time you want to open your damn mouth on Facebook.
Hey, bitch, back to you, and guess what? I said the festival is not for animals, and guess what? It's not. There's nothing unkind about that. It's just facts. Sorry, you can't handle it.
All right, first of all, I don't really give a big damn about what you said. I have an issue with that you even said it. The only running you do is your mouth, apparently. I won't stand for it, though.
OMG, get over it already. Your damn dog people are always so damn sensitive.
Well, newsflash, Dumby. Some people actually like to spend time with their damn dogs because, I don't know, maybe they work all week and they want to something nice to come home to, no?
Well, spend time with them at home, then. A festival serving food and such is not a place for animals. Some people are terrified of dogs, so don't bring them. Take them to a park or something away from everybody.
Well, guess what, bitch? We'll let you know when we want you to make our dog decisions for us. Until then, you can get screwed and tattooed.
You damn dog people have been trying to make the decisions for all of us this entire damn time. Always bringing your damn animals wherever you want to. Yep. Service animals, my ass. Just because you got a little vest don't mean nothing.
What the hell are you trying to tell me, dude? Don't lump me into this. I wasn't even around since the beginning of time, so that comment was damn stupid anyway. Like everything that comes out of your mouth, evidently.
I hope you do bring your dog to the festival, and I hope he bites the damn face off of Mando right in front of every damn body.
End scene.
Oh, that boy.
I had to cut that one off. That got hotly contested.
That one ripped, like, with these, we always have to find an ending point on these things. That one went on for a long time over the Hogs and Hens Festival.
People in Abbeville got really riled up.
Hogs and Hens. Hogs and Hens.
What you trying to tell me, dude?
The Hogs and Hens. What you trying to tell me, dude? That sounds so familiar.
That's so good. I wonder where that's from. I just love it.
You can get screwed and tattooed.
Screwed and tattooed is the best. I want that on t-shirts. I don't have no septum at all, guys. Like, it's not even deviated. I was born without one.
It's all gone.
All right. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. No. God bless. I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought you were about to say it.
We're on Facebook. What, GD?
Mm-hmm.
No, ever. Never, never. Facebook and YouTube at The Rise Guys. All right, here we go. Scene number two. Playing the role of Tubi Bryant is Fat Boy. Pronounced like the network. Playing the role of Huzzy Zeller, Mattman. Playing the role of Carlton Fist, also Mattman. And playing the role of Goldie Cox, more on that later, is Paige.
More on that later.
And action. Well, I'm fit to be tied. I'm sick of all this AI techno bull stud. It's not so convenient, and it's about to screw me up.
I am so sorry, girl. Prayers up, up, way up.
Uh-oh.
What are you uh-ohing?
Oh, nothing.
No, don't say it now. Ain't no sham in Huzzy Zeller game.
Oh, I was just going to make a joke about you being on the Diddy tapes, but you probably wouldn't get it or appreciate it, so, you know.
Yeah, I got it. No, not the case. And not funny.
Click here to see Diddy leak tapes with butts. Venmo appreciated.
Carlton Fist, I don't know you. Don't be linking the butt purring on my Facebook.
My God. Tubi Bryant, how could you?
Oh, hang on, Huzzy Zeller. It's a bot.
Butt purring, bot sex, whatever y'all kids call it these days.
For the love of God, Tubi. What were you thinking?
Chill, Goldie Cox. I mean, no, Huzzy. See, I misspelled butt as B-U-T-T and not B-U-T. And I'm guessing by my calculation, mixing the words Diddy tapes and B-U-T-T may have caused just a big, you know.
Use promo code B-U-T-T to save 23% off month membership to Diddy's leaked celeb tapes with spelling B's and smelling D's.
That title is catchy. Why, it's simply brilliant. Do you have it? Do y'all ship to Easley, South Carolina? Home of the Green Wave and the Marvelous Silos.
Watch it now.
Uh-oh.
You heard right, stud. Click here for videos of men with gangrene and privates the size of silos near Easley, South Carolina.
You heard right, stud.
I told you, Goldie. I'm sounding like my mom now. Hold on. I told you, Goldie. I still sound like her. I told you, Goldie Cox. And you look, I'm sorry I yelled at you earlier, Tubi Bryant. I thought you had made that pern robot appear on my Facebook.
Ah, no problem. You can change some things in your Facebook settings to keep them away from, you know, certain keywords and stuff.
You a sweet child.
Hey, thanks. I try. Just be careful when mixing those words together, LOL.
I will. I'm just a weird old woman.
What do you mean, LOL?
Well, I just don't like to see, you know, other people see words like that on my Facebook. You know, like the news's Facebook talks about the Diddy sex tapes and they don't care. I guess I'm just anal.
No!
What the... hell have you done?
No!
This is too easy. LOL, LOL, LOL.
End scene. That sounds too much like my
father. I was drifting off in the like Maryland the way I was talking.
Maryland.
I heard you do an impression of me again. I wasn't sounding like you was talking just like this. That sounded just like me, Matthew.
Heard what you say.
Hussey Zeller, I don't appreciate that.
That's a great name. Maybe the best son name.
You know why he's saying that, y'all? Because Fatboy gave me that name. That's why he's literally, that's why he's putting over, he's like Jokey the Joke Man.
That's not as good as Joanna Montana.
I just say Jokey the Joke Man, too. Hey, I did give him. Next week, it's a little spoiler. Next week, we're doing football players' names with girl names. So, like, Joanna Montana.
Oh, I love
and,
that.
And Dana Marino, many
Dana
others.
Dana Marino. God.
Patricia Mahomes.
Joanna Montana is hot.
Yes. Joanne Burrow, many others.
Ooh.
Many others. Dang, I can't think of them right now.
What you just heard was real. Them was real Facebook arguments. Screenshot and sent in by many of you, the P1s. Anonymously, of course, to the Rise Guys at AOL.com. And as always, names change to protect the innocent, the guilty,
the stupid.
This has been another edition of Facebook Fussin'.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hello, the Rise Guys.
Keeps me awake, keeps me alert. Listen to all those crazy callers.
The Rise Guys.
The badass.
Rise Guys are the best in the world.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, hi.
I'm Paige in with you.
Yeah, you are.
And headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. Well, let's talk about a little gift giving. Did you know that Val Kilmer and Kurt Russell exchanged some dark gifts after filming the movie Tombstone? Which is kind of, I mean, I'm weird, so this is kind of cool to me.
What was it, like Cleopatra's hand or something? You know the way they...
I would love her necklace.
Remember like the way the Nicolas Cage gifts that he would give people would be like just the most one of one, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, is that a customary thing in the business?
Yeah, Paige, yeah. Did Eric Roberts give you anything after you guys quit filming the movie with Butch Patrick?
No, but I do like Eliza Roberts too. I mean, I have something in common with her.
Do you think about trying to steal some of his wardrobe?
She hooked up with Tim Drinkwater.
So no, she loves animals, so she's got cats and stuff, so I like her. Yeah. But anyways, I did get a gift from somebody that I was in a movie with.
I was about to ask.
What was it?
Is it a movie where you got killed?
Is it a gift of penis?
No.
Was it a gilded penis?
It was a ring.
Was it a...
For what?
Like a meat
just
ring?
Just a nice gesture.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Was it a ring that vibrates, maybe?
Was it... you wear it on your finger?
Yes. Mm. Yes.
I didn't know if it was like an ankle ring or something.
Anyways.
An ankle bracelet. They finally said, it's, you know what, guys? It's an anklet. Ring. Let's get over it. It's an anklet. It
sounds like somebody had something laying around and they're like... Here you go.
Here you go. Yeah. There you go. Looks good on your hand.
They're like, oh, God, I just got to give her something. Well, I got this ring here. Here. You didn't even put it in a box. Cool. And it's still warm. Like you wore it here. Awesome. Oh, that was sweet. Who gave you that? The director?
No.
Oh, okay. Leave it a mystery then.
All right.
It was Butch Patrick.
I never got to meet Eddie Munster.
It was a Butch named Patrick.
Oh. It was a Butch named Patrick. I was born, Patricia. Hey, what's up, Paige? Listen to your morning.
Proud to be in a movie with you. Big fan.
Paige, I love you. Here's a kettlebell. I'll show you how to use it.
Is Batman really as funny as he thinks he is? Yeah, he is.
Why you got to slap me now?
So is Batboy. He's as funny as he thinks he is, too.
Hang on now. I like it better than you's right.
I know. She had to spread it out, though, so she didn't have heat with just one of us.
She don't want blood on her fingers.
No.
On your hands.
Oh, God.
God. What did you do? Wipe too hard?
This guy's too funny. You're funny. All right, so I'm not funny. I'm trying to be serious. Val Kilmer and Kurt Russell, they exchanged these gifts after filming Tombstone, which, you know, I would think that it would be great then. Now, in retrospect, that one of them has passed is kind of creepy. Well, yeah. Kurt bought Val a burial plot. And Boot Hill Cemetery in Tombstone, whoa, Arizona, and Val bought Kurt a plot overlooking the cemetery. So they both have these plots.
What a great practical gift.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to use it. We have audio of the gift exchange if you want to hear it.
Go now. We're waiting.
Please, please. You have to stop this. You have to stop this. This chaos.
Was that Eddie Munster at the end?
Oh,
that's Paige screaming from the movie. But
yeah, she was getting murdered.
Yeah,
murdered like hell.
Yeah, I mean, like butchered up, like Sue.
I just did my one little scene with.
Oh, there was my. Oh Lord!
What do you mean one scene? You had this one here.
Oh.
Hey, want a date?
She's getting in the car.
He didn't respond. She just got in.
I'm hooker.
Do hookers really say date?
You're a presumptive whore, aren't you?
You place on mine.
And a whore is offering her home. Like, that's not safe.
No.
Not safe.
I'm a smart whore.
I can do that.
Do like that when I used to live across from at the apartment.
But if you keep rolling that camera, it's going to cost you more, though.
Sorry, my phone's ringing. It's another John.
That was one take.
I charge extra for feet play.
I thought I was just going to, that was a run through, and then they're like, nope, we're done.
She was licking her lips at one point.
I was creepy.
Hey, one take pearl over like, here.
I was creepy.
I love when she opens the door and has to crawl up in the big car.
But they're like, hookers don't say your place or mine, first off.
I don't know these things.
Plus,
I didn't hang out with...
Are you looking for a date? Did he, like, nod his head? Because the camera didn't move. It was shot from the point of view of the murderer, who is John.
You're overthinking the script, because I didn't write it.
I overthink the script of life.
And he wasn't driving at night. He was driving during the day.
Yeah. Okay,
she's a daytime hooker.
You're overthinking.
Daytime whore.
Hard to shoot at nighttime, because they shot it. You imagine the police roll up on it and say, hey, you're wearing a fur coat outside. Are you a whore selling yourself?
It was actually shot in the summertime.
You know what? I like that part because I'm like, she could walk across the street and grab a cheesesteak if she wanted to.
Where it was filmed.
She wouldn't have to sit there on the side of the road.
Yeah. But like, daytime he should have at least like moved the camera up and down. Like,
Why do we go back to this?
If I'm a hooker and I say, hey, you want a date, and the guy doesn't say anything, I'm not just going to open the door and get
okay.
in.
Okay, so the bad thing about when we were filming is the guy that thought I was a real hooker and came up and started yelling at us. And I told the director, my dear friend Jack, will you please tell him I'm not really
maybe he was playing the role. Girl. He was, you know, Heath Ledgering in it.
Well, she was dressed like it. It'd be hard to tell him you weren't. I just like the first part here.
Hey, want a date?
No, I'm good.
Oh, get out of my car. Get out of my car.
You're getting in anyway, okay. Well, I get a discount then if you, like, you know, push yourself on me.
She's sex trafficking herself.
I know. Want to traffic me?
I'll give you a free sample.
That's what she put her leg up in the window. You like what you see, big boy?
She like pulls him aside a little bit, and you want to look at what you're gonna get.
You know, I never told him I never told my family I did this.
Yeah. Oh my god!
I know. Yeah.
Was he holding up a sign that says, "I want to French kiss your butt"?
And so when I was giving away all the movies that I had, I gave some to my brother, and I stuck that movie in his stack. And he actually watched it.
What does that mean?
He goes, you know, I was watching this really bad movie, and I left the room, and I heard this scream, and I thought, that voice sounds so familiar.
The scream sounds familiar. That's kind of creepy.
And so he walked back in, and he goes, yeah, and you weren't that awful. So but I'll take that as a compliment.
Like, a woman's sex scream and, like, a scream of fear, I feel like I could tell the difference. Like, if you made that into a game on the show, you took famous scenes from movies, like porn or... You could call it horror.
Oh, man.
God, I'm good at that stuff.
Horror, Charles Schwarzel.
Look, Jimmy Fallon will be doing this tonight on this show.
Probably.
We're going to play a new show, guys. It's called Horror.
If you're in eighth grade, you'll love it.
Oh,
that's
Lord.
His big YouTube thing, man. It's like kids love him, not the demo he's going for. It's like kids like Jimmy Fallon. Like, yeah, just turn him into Blippi already. Get that money. All right. 8 o'clock hour. Yes, we will do the... Fat Boy affectionately calls it wide ass open phones.
And wide ass open.
Not white. And it doesn't mean, like I white. Said earlier,
wide.
That you're
wide.
That you're freaking, your dump truck's got to be big or wide.
My milkshake.
I mean, that's kind of the same thing, although I never really understood
cake?
The
cake. They still call it cake.
Well, do you know that, like, I learned this maybe two or three weekends ago in an awkward way, but it's funny, though, is that. The word, hold on. I don't want to go to break it before I remember or before I forget.
Well, it was a good show, folks.
No, what do they call the, what do you call the things that wrestlers wear? Here we go. In America, the word fanny refers to the butt.
Yep.
Not in England. If you were in England, you said, I'm going to go over here and settle my fanny. Yeah. You were saying, I'm going to go settle my vagina.
Oh, really?
Yes. Fanny means vagina in England.
I don't like that. It's just confusing.
You should hear what they call cigarettes. We'll take a break and come back wide ass open. And that's no joke, for really. Look that up. UK fanny. It's
I think
crazy.
I was called a cigarette growing up. Constantly.
Like a cigarette butt? Like they call you that butt?
And we call other people cigarettes too.
1-800 Don't call in and call Fat Boy a cigarette.
No,
butt.
Please don't call him.
1-800-774 Somebody just text. Do you see what they call their pudding over there? Yeah, I know that one too. We sing a Christmas song and we don't realize we're singing it about that.
Pud.
Figgy.
You are. 1-800-774-0093 Good morning. Wide ass open phone.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.